feel before. I don't even get that joke, though.
Okay. How about, I feel like Adam Carolla or Ira Glass? Sure. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, Adam Carolla. I know Adam Carolla's got a lot.
He's got a lot of shit going on.
Large following, yeah. Yeah. But as far as a lot of those other guys, I'm sadly unfamiliar.
Okay, you feel like Jeff Wyszynski? No, Greg.
Greg Wyszynski, yes, I do. I feel like an unfunny, unprepared Greg Wyszynski.
Yeah, you don't have your rosters in front of you?
No, I don't. What I do have in front of me, though, is the Green Hills News.
Green Hills News, all right. Great.
It's a weekly publication that gets delivered to my house without me asking for it.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, it's got some articles in here. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
I can hear a little bit. Do you want me to relay? No, I'm not going to relay.
Yeah, relay what she said.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Relay what the person next to me said. Anyway, it gets sent to my house, and they have staff writers, apparently. And,
yes.
You know, local news, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about it is on the inside, they have this section called Ticked Off.
Okay.
And Ticked Off is basically a forum for whoever wants to write into the newspaper and talk about what they're ticked off about.
Sure, yeah. Because people like to complain because it's cathartic. I've learned that recently.
Absolutely. And people like to write to things and have their voice printed.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I've been hearing a lot in the past 2 days that the weather's gotten nice, but we had another big storm on like Tuesday and everyone's complaining about it. And it's like, why are you complaining? Shut up. It's Wisconsin. It's February. It's the winter. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then, people like to complain because it makes them feel better.
Right. But also people like to, instead of ignoring the complainers, they like to say, stop complaining instead of just ignore them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my problem. That's the problem that I have a lot. Every time I log into Facebook, I'm like, reply, delete.
Is it really that bad? Yeah. Yes. Your problem is not a big deal. Yeah, I understand.
But even like, not even just like your problem isn't a big deal, but more like, I forgot what I was going to say, but.
Yeah. No, sure. You know,
like, people like tearing something down, like, oh, I hate Miley Cyrus, just as a really, really topical example.
Yeah.
But like, well, if you hate her, then don't talk about her. And like that with many subjects in overall, not even on Facebook, just in general.
Sure. You wish to say that to them. If you hate it, why are you obsessing over it?
Right,
not
exactly.
Something you can change, really.
Right.
Know?
By bitching about it, it just brings more attention to it, which is the opposite of apparently what you wanted.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah.
But the ticked off section, usually there's a couple of unbelievable gems.
Okay.
Side of there. I wish I hadn't had a chance to preview the paper, so I don't know where the good one is. It's like I just picked it up and I walked the dog before doing this.
Yeah.
Just a short one. Let me see. The thought of increasing the sales tax they pay for the amp makes me want to vomit. They took the time out of the day to print that. The amp is this...
what's the amp?
Amp is a rapid bus transit that they want to connect east and west Nashville.
Okay.
It doesn't really affect me personally. A lot of people are fired up about it because they're using their tax money to some stage build a bridge to nowhere, but
sure, yeah. So they want to increase the county sales tax or something like that in order to put money into this kind of a program.
Is that I don't know where the tax is coming from because I've kind of ignored the whole story because it's really only caught my attention the last couple of weeks because it's been in the news a little bit more lately. But
I understand. Yeah.
So I don't really know all the details. I just know that there's a loud vocal group that's against it. So.
Yeah, well, there are people out there who are against any tax increases whatsoever, no matter what it's for, because it's money out of their pocket.
Right.
And, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that's not a valid viewpoint, but they don't often necessarily understand the value of investment. Pay a little bit now, and then it actually be worth more in commerce later, that kind of a thing. So.
Right.
So.
Let's take a hit of this coconut ice cream real quick.
Okay.
Hmm. This isn't real, right? It's
good podcasting.
Yeah, this is a fake podcast, right?
We can post it. I don't really care. I don't give a shit at this point. I think we should.
I think we should, too. People are waiting.
I mean, we need actual structure.
Commercial for this idea.
Yeah, I guess we give them some press if I'm going to. I'm eating a Luna and Larry's Organic Coconut Bliss. It's okay. Salted caramel and chocolate. And it is incredible.
Is there dairy in it?
No.
No?
No dairy. So, it's
low glycemic,
gluten-free, soy-free, vegan.
Is it like a sherbet kind of a thing? Is that kind of like, what's the main ingredient?
Coconut milk.
Okay, yeah. I guess coconut milk is gluten-free and herb, no, lactose-free and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a vegetable.
Put it yes, down. And it's awesome. I've been trying to put more coconut into my life lately because it's amazing.
Huh.
Because it's good for you, apparently. I don't know the details of why it's good for you. I just know that it is, and that your body processes it better.
You know that some epileptics, if they go onto a kind of an Atkins diet, they don't know why, but it helps them have less seizures. And
really?
That is like getting most of your calories from fat. And the way they do it is they eat coconut oil and coconut, like the creamed coconut oil all the time as most of their calories. And for whatever reason, they have a lot less seizures as a result. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So coconut oil saves lives. I knew it.
Apparently, yeah, or keeps you from biting your tongue off.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh man. Let's go.
Okay. Let's talk. Let's talk about one thing.
Okay.
I'll pick one subject. We'll rip on it for five minutes.
We'll rip on it.
I don't know if we're going to necessarily rip on it. I don't know what battle I'll have to see.
Well, I'm ripping on it.
That's fine. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right. I got a timer here. I'm going to set it for 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes to extrapolate on the subject of your tweet from earlier tonight about comics.
Oh,
your tweet from earlier tonight about comic books.
Oh, boy. I knew this was going to come up.
Well, I think it's a good topic. And I'm not necessarily on the opposite side of you.
Mm-hmm.
I better actually start the timer.
That would help.
I'm not on the opposite side of you, but I am a little open-minded, I guess. You know, I'm becoming more of a if it doesn't bother me, why give a shit? But so your tweet from earlier tonight, to paraphrase, is it okay that I think comic books are stupid?
That's exactly it. That's right.
And do you wish to extrapolate on that?
Well, basically, I mostly when I was a kid, a lot of people like comic books, and I was like, okay, I can comic books, I can, that's cool. And so like I got a couple of Batman comic books. Just I didn't know where they fell inside of the series because I didn't understand comic books or the whole world of that sort of thing. And so I just got these two, and I felt really like I don't belong. Mm-hmm. To this whole story, I guess.
Okay.
And so I felt like, why would I bother reading this comic book when the cartoon is on?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I can understand.
And I was like, this seems antiquated. Like, nowadays, I would enjoy something like that. Like, I enjoy, like, listening to baseball on the radio sort of thing because it feels old-timey.
Okay.
But when I was a kid, I felt like we've advanced beyond comic books. What's the point? Why are we still doing comic books when we can watch TV?
I gotcha. Sure.
Nowadays, it's just more like people are like, I need to get my fix. It came from somebody mentioning that they wish that there was like the record store, cool record store equivalent of a comic book store in Nashville.
Oh, there isn't one in Nashville? Oh, okay. No.
There's comic book stores, but they're more like catch-all, like superstore, like resale, like Great Escape. There's a store called Great Escape. It's just used CDs, used vinyl, used video games, used everything else, toys, okay. And then they also have a comic book. I think it was originally a comic book store, anyway. But
I think we have one in town, like Pegasus Comics or something. And I know that there are like three or four board game stores. And I believe some of them might have something to do with comics, too. Because there's a lot of overlap between those two, you know, segments of the population, so to speak.
Right.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no, basically, just finished up the thought on comic books is that I just felt like I've never belonged to the world of, like, comic books or graphic novels. Like, it's just beyond me. Like, I'm so far, like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
I just don't care. And I'm beyond caring. And and I can also blame a lot of the big budget Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about them. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. So I've never had much of a desire to read them either. I remember looking at old Batmans back in the day and thinking, okay, so I guess what people like is the art and how the art, you know, forms an image in your mind. And you can see the action playing out and the wows and the fights before you. And, yeah, that was a good style back in the 30s and 40s when they weren't necessarily making Batman movies every 3 years. But now they are. And, you know, the cartoon shows, there's so much media out there. A long time ago, comics used to be the only thing.
Right.
And I guess there are still people, the biggest influence the biggest way comics infiltrate my life now is I'll listen to, a Kevin Smith podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Smith owns a comic book store, and he'll devote large parts of his podcasts to comics and just discussing, hey, the Green Lantern 18. And to me, that just bores the shit out of me because I was never into any of that.
Right. So you're in the same boat I am. That's good.
Yeah. And I think, I've never seen any of these, in the last 10 years, any of the comic book movies. I saw Lord of the Rings, but that doesn't count.
I don't know if that counts. I saw the first Spider-Man, and it was so fucking terrible that I didn't go back and watch any of the other ones.
Is that the one with Tobey Maguire, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And Macho Man Randy Savage's Bonesaw. That was the coolest part, but...
And you got those, and you got, the Avengers movies, and the couple Batman movies. Did they make a new Superman movie? And they're just, Daredevil. They're pounding. Yeah.
They made a trilogy of Spider-Man movies, and now they're making more Spider-Man movies.
Yes, they're doing a reboot of the trilogy. And
that just ended in 2007, man.
You know the deal is why they keep making them, though? Because
people keep fucking going.
Okay, timer's about to go off. We can keep talking. I think Marvel sold the rights to I forget which studio, and basically if they don't keep making movies and putting out another movie every year or two, then the rights revert back to Marvel. So they basically have to pound it until they're done, until they think, okay, we can't make any more money off of this.
And that's all it is. It's just a way to make some money for somebody.
A way to make some dough. And now all the geeks out there, the comic book geeks, are like, oh, finally, there's art for us, and we're getting respected. No, they're just taking your money.
It's like you didn't have any money when you were a kid, and now you have money because you have a job because you're 30. Yeah. So you can afford to go to the movies three times to watch this stupid movie.
Yeah.
And it's like when old bands go on tour because their ticket prices consistently increase with their age because their fan base gets older and has more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if we were to pull in somebody who loves comics, pull in Andy Cooley, I'm not going to play the role of him, but what would he say about why he likes comic books? I think some people just like that superhero aspect no matter what, pretend to be Batman or, it's almost like a soap opera, but with superpowers.
I think so too. I think that's sort of the surface of it, though. I think there's a lot of I think there's a lot of really smart writing in there.
Yeah.
But I'm just so, it's beyond me. I can't even.
Yeah, I'm not even, it's one of those things where I'm at the age, I'm never going to get into it. Yeah. I quit reading the comics in the newspaper, too, because they were so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Monday. I liked lasagna. Okay, get it.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
So, yeah, I guess that's all I got to say about that. I'm not going to scorn the people who like them. I really don't like hearing people talk about them because it just bores the shit out of me.
No, I totally respect the people that are, hardcore into comic books and the graphic novels and everything.
Yeah.
And really devote time and money and energy into it because they sincerely enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I said sincerely. I meant to say sincerely.
Sure.
So
let me ask you this. What do you wish there was in Nashville in that same realm, a store of some kind?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't think I have an answer for that because I haven't found anything that I haven't wanted yet. Because it's a pretty, I don't know.
Like a certain type of restaurant, or what would Bethany say? You can ask her.
Probably something devoted to taking care of children.
Oh, like, really?
Like a Crunchy Mom store.
Yeah, we had one of those, I think. And it was they had... I look, you're gonna have to forgive me for not knowing all the terms and things, but they had like cloth diaper washing. You could just drop them off and
oh really
wash them all, and then you pick them up. And
that's super lazy because I do diaper laundry every single day.
Yeah, and they had all kinds of I guess I don't really know, like the word organic came up a lot. And other than that,
sure, early. That's what I'm talking about. In yeah, stores like that.
It's like the store for you and your baby or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's things like that that sort of not really. We don't go to them if they exist, but places where you can go and like a one-stop shop for all your crunchy mom needs.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, but
yeah, and I'm trying to think what I wish there was in Madison.
My first initial thought right away was beer, but there's plenty of good beer stores.
Yeah, there's plenty of beer.
I mean, for me, but yeah.
Like, we don't have a restaurant that's within a mile and a half of us, and we just love to have like a haunt where you just show up and be like, you know, fuck it, we're eating here tonight, and not fancy, but just like neighborhood. We're gonna go here. It's not, you know, we can walk here.
Right.
That'd be nice, but that's, you know, based on where we live. It's not something Madison doesn't have.
Yeah, we were that way in our old place where we lived in a really business section of town. So, I mean, we had fast food right down the street, but
yeah,
we didn't have any restaurants. And now that we live in the part of town we're at now, there are a lot more restaurant options in the area.
I mean, you're right on campus, right? Do you get a lot
basically
of, a lot of campus style amenities? Kind of, you know what I mean? Like it's not a boozy campus though.
No, definitely not. It's it's the Church of Christ.
Church of, I understand.
Lipscomb?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was making sure it was right. Yeah. And so,
what are you saying? So when you ask me a question.
I know, she's hearing one half of the conversation, so she can't really help me out.
Her what she would wish that there would be in Nashville.
Yeah, darling. This is my darling wife, Bethany, for those of you who don't know us and just stumbled upon this podcast randomly, which didn't happen. But anyway, Bethany, what do you wish? Nobody's listening. Bethany, what do you wish that Nashville had that we don't have? Like, store-wise or restaurant-wise or whatever. Caleb said that he wished that there was a restaurant in his neighborhood closer than the, what did you say, mile and a half?
Mile and a half, yeah.
And there's really nothing for them, so they have to...
Oh, a restaurant in general.
Right, a restaurant.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, like, a Mexican restaurant or
Actually, I do wish... Oh, there is one, but we never go to it anywhere.
Yeah.
What?
A Mexican restaurant. That's nearby. We went to it once. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Bethany's not answering. So.
Well, I was you.
Well, tell her the example of the comic books.
Your answer, for example, your answer is skewed. You gave my answer, is what you gave.
Okay.
Well, that's true. No, because the example was that somebody wishes there was a comic book store like Grimey's.
Yeah.
In Nashville, and what do I wish there was like Grimey's in Nashville?
Yeah.
And you want a baby store, kind of, yeah.
I wish there was a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Triple A is pretty good.
I mean, we have baseball all summer. Like, we have baseball from mid-May to the beginning of August. Yeah. But it's college level, and I would love to see prospects come through here even, you know? I don't know.
I wish we had a Sprouts grocery store.
Sprouts grocery store.
What is that?
It's just it's like a Whole Foods, but smaller level, smaller scale. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of similar, but it would be, I've heard really good things about it.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could visit one.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be all right.
Well, I wish we had better public transportation.
Yeah, I wish there was better public transportation. That's absolutely true.
Okay. Yeah. It's
horrible.
Like, some sort of train system would be awesome. But the thing is, our town, it's not that big. But you have to drive everywhere. You can't walk. But
sure.
There's sidewalks in Nashville.
Well, sidewalks would be good, yeah.
That would be great, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it feels like a train would get you like one town or the other in like 10 minutes, which seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
But driving is going to take you an hour.
Sure, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you really need to have like a town of a 500,000 or up in order to start. I don't know how big Nashville is. That's about how big Nashville is, though.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know that the greater like Davidson County area, like, encompasses everything. It's like 1.2 million, but that's like every surrounding.
Sure.
Was it 1.2 million?
Nashville? No, that doesn't sound like enough.
Isn't it like enough? Mm-hmm. I think that if anything was high.
Yeah. I guess that would be. They talked before about having a train to Milwaukee from here, and it never actually panned out. But
well, that'd be nice.
That'd be pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking a bike store. Well, there's like 10 of those. A microbrewery. There's literally 8 microbreweries in Madison.
Right? Yeah, that's awesome.
Restaurants, grocery stores. Like, what else do I want? Bookstore.
Maybe all the different.
Yeah.
Oh, Bethany pulled up the stats on Nashville. It's let's see here. Incorporated in 1806.
Yep.
The consolidated population is 626,000.
Okay.
681. And the density is 1,200 per square mile or whatever. Metro is 1.5 million.
Okay.
Who the hell?
What the hell?
The door opened. I think Shredder opened the door.
Our cat opened the front door.
Oh, nuts. Don't let him out.
No.
Shredder.
Yeah, our front door is open. That was
yeah.
Crazy. That was weird.
Yeah, oh. I guess I wish we had, like, I don't know. It depends on what you see when you go to a big city. When I go to a big city, I don't know. The only big cities I've been to have been in Europe. I've never been to New York. I've been to Washington a long time ago. Mm. I don't know, like, very specific ethnic restaurants, but other than that.
Right.
Like, I want, like, there's no French restaurants in town now, but I want, like, a brasserie where I can get steak frites and tarte flambé, like, Eastern France food, and you're not going to find that here.
I see.
Or, German food like you find in Germany, but you're not going to find that here. You find German food here, but it's, like, schnitzel and, like, Milwaukee German food.
Right.
You know?
American German.
American German food. Yeah, I guess I like to eat. I mean, there's a running store. We went to the running store on Sunday and got, like, Megan a bunch of running clothes because she's doing Couch to 5K.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. How's she doing?
She's doing all right. She's actually, like, she lost a bunch of weight, and I think that really helped a lot with regards to running because she has a bad knee, and any of the running, I saw her running a mile, like, 3 years ago, and it was just hell.
Yeah.
And for her. But now she's actually like, wow, I can do this now. It's not as painful. And I have knowledge. I can say, oh, you need this layer underneath, you know, get these shoes and blah, blah, blah. And that helps her out.
Right.
And she has a goal in mind. There's a race at the beginning of April she wants to do with me, a 5K. We tried to get your brother in on it. He's like, fuck no.
Yeah. I don't like running either, though. So I don't blame him.
Yeah. It must run in the family or something.
Yeah.
But run.
Doesn't run in the family.
Yeah.
I don't like running. No, we both like working out, but like I don't like running. He doesn't like running either. I just don't.
Yep.
I just find it just boring and just like I can't stop thinking about that I'm running.
And for me, running on a treadmill is like that, where I'm inside and I'm staring at the clock, and I can get off whenever the hell I want. And that the temptation is too great. I like being 3 miles away, and I have to run back. Yeah, I like that.
I understand that. Yeah, the thing too is, I used to be a big advocate for treadmills because I liked if I ran, I preferred to run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out to me the other not long ago. Well, I guess I heard it on a podcast where running on a treadmill isn't as effective as running like outside because you're just catching. Just catching the treadmill that goes underneath you. And I hadn't really thought about that.
That's exactly, I have heard that. Yeah, you're not actually pushing your body forward. You're keeping pace with the treadmill beneath you.
Yes.
So to speak.
And so I was like, well, the treadmill sucks, so I won't do that anymore.
Well, the way that they say you make up for it is you actually do an incline of like 1 or 2%.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
That's supposed to make up for it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I don't want to talk us out because we have more stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Why don't we next week pick a night and then do it, and we'll talk to you offline about that.
Yes.
I'm going up to my sister's up in Bayfield, which is up on the north shore of Wisconsin on Lake Superior, on Friday, and I'll be back on Sunday.
Okay.
Then I'll be around fucking – I have a doctor's appointment Monday for insomnia.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. And – probably going skiing on next Thursday, but we will figure it. I mean, not on Wednesday might work, actually.
Well, I'm going to tell
talk
you
about later. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you right here on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
Wednesdays work really good for me.
Wednesdays work really good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And, so yeah, why don't we stick a pin in it, and then do you have anything going on in the next week?
Let me see. I don't think so. My parents are coming in March, but that's
cool.
A couple weeks away. I don't think I have anything going on for the next couple of days.
Yeah, I got a wall calendar up here.
Oh, I'll get my tax return in the morning, so that's happening.
Yeah, that's happening. We need to even like start our tax. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, signing off from Madison, I'm Caleb, and you're Brad.
Yeah, signing off from Nashville, where it's nice and warm.
Yeah, for now.
For now. All right, bye, everybody.
That's Twitter. Okay, goodbye.
I don't know how to stop a call. What do I do? I have no idea.